Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. This is Chris on the beach. It's a beautiful, beautiful, calm morning. I don't know if you can feel the atmosphere in the podcast, but it's absolutely beautifully calm. A little bit of a baby wave on the beach, but other than that, it's windless. Well, at least it's windless where I stand and walk. Action or reaction? That's the topic today. And let's just say, absolutely categorically, that what we're trying to prevent is reaction. Now, we're in nature. If the wind blows, everything reacts. And you could say that nature is just one continuous process of reaction. The wind blows, a grain of sand will move, the tide goes out, the waves get bigger. Everything's reacting to something. But if you look just a little closer, what you get to see is it's not reaction at all. It's action. Because it's directed toward an outcome. When we react to other people, we make them the driver of our nature. So the wind blows a grain of grass, a blade of grass, and that blade of grass bends over. The wind has become the dominant force. The blade of grass is bending. The moon pulls the water of the earth to and fro. We get tides. The moon is the cause of the reaction. So when an element of nature can't think, it must react to survive. And that's where human consciousness steps us into the higher aspect of nature. We are blessed to be at the top of the food chain because everything we do, anything we do, doesn't have to be, by its nature, a reaction. We can cause other things to react. But if we react, the other thing becomes the power in our life. If you're in a room with a grumpy person, and that grumpy person makes you react in a way that says, I don't like being in rooms with grumpy people. The grumpy person has become the wind in your life, or the moon in your water. And you might think, well, that's the way it is. Well, that's the way you choose. It's not the way it is. So, what you react to becomes the dominant force in your life. Do you react to an ex-partner? Do you react to people with strange haircuts? Do you react to people wearing different clothes? Do you react to people who are obese? Are your reactions necessary? And if they are you sure you want to empower that thing you're reacting to? Somebody gives you a opportunity to stand up in front of a crowd and you get nervous. You give the power to the crowd. Are you sure? Are you sure you want to do that? Are you sure you want to make the crowd the power? Or are you sure you wouldn't like you to be the action and them to be in reaction? It's a really important concept because When we get angry, we're reacting. When we get sad, we're reacting. And the thing we're angry about becomes the power. The thing we're sad about becomes the power. And we lose what little effect or effort or energy we have, because our reactions are going in the direction of the thing that's pushing us. If you have a job and you don't like it, you're reacting. If you're on a beach and it's windy and you don't like it, you're reacting. If there's a beautiful person in a bikini or a pair of Speedos and you react, they have the power. And it's really interesting for us all, from time to time, to observe what we're reacting to. You might feel down, get down in the dumps one day, and you go, what caused that? I know what it was, sleeplessness. You might feel disrupted, disturbed. What caused that? Oh, worried about money. And now money becomes not just a topic thing you have to manage to keep life in balance. It becomes the thing you're reacting to, and therefore it has power. Swimming in the ocean is a great example of this, where the waves are coming at you. And if you're not careful, you'll react to the wave and end up swimming in the complete wrong direction or getting swept back to sea. So you act and you don't give power to the power of the wave. Your action is not a reaction. Your action is an intention. You go under the wave, over the wave, around the wave, or with the wave if you're coming back to shore. Pain is a trigger for reaction. When we hurt, we instinctively pull away from something. And the question is going to be always, if we had have stayed just a little bit more and not reacted to the pain, what would have eventuated? Sure, you put your finger on a hot stove, and if you leave it there, you're going to end up with third degree burns and quite a serious problem. So we can't say that reaction is always bad. Biologically, it's there to protect us and help us survive. But when those reactions are based on emotions or judgments, we have to be really careful that we're not empowering something by not liking it. Becoming weak and becoming a reactor. So I guess that's a really good thought for today. Are you in action or reaction? If you're in reaction, the thing you're reacting to has power over you, and you're giving your power away, wasting life, wasting time, wasting energy. Dead leaves in an autumn morning. Well, are you the green leaf searching for the sun? This is Chris. Have a beautiful day. Bye for now.